Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008. George Michalakis is a DA member of Parliament. I wanted to check in with him and understand something a little bit more about this bill that is being proposed. A very good morning to you. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Good morning to the listeners. I'm very well. And how are you guys?
I am well and we're great. Thank you. So the DA, the Democratic Alliance, has announced its intention to introduce a private members bill to Parliament seeking a change in South Africa's constitution. And that's to entrench cyber protection in the country's highest law. Give us a little bit more detail about this.
Yes. Well, the bill seeks to introduce a new Chapter 9 institution that will establish the office of the Cyber Commissioner. Now, when our constitution was introduced in 1996, cyber aspects did not play such a big role in the lives of the country, business, and individuals. But as you know, over the last almost 30 years, almost everyone has got a cell phone. The internet is a major part of our lives. And with all of this technological advances, it comes risks. A lot of our information, all our money, funds from the state, personal information from private individuals, all of it is on the internet. We interact with it daily. And it is absolutely vital that we put as much in place to protect individuals, businesses, and the state against any cyber attacks and threats of cyber crimes.
How difficult is it to introduce a new aspect to a constitution?
Well, it's slightly more difficult, well, quite a bit more difficult than a normal piece of legislation. Obviously, a normal piece of legislation needs a simple majority in Parliament and five of the nine provinces in the National Council of Provinces. But in the case of a constitutional amendment, as you know, it takes two-thirds and also six of the nine provinces to approve this. So the margin is a slight bit higher, but we do believe that a new Chapter 9 institution will bring our constitution into the 21st century. It's absolutely necessary, and I do think that if all parties consider it objectively, that they would agree that it is high time that we do something about the risk that all South Africans are facing.
What's fascinating to me is in this world of politics, do you expect opposition, even if it makes sense, simply because it's the DA who has proposed it?
Well, I mean, it's still politics, so that remains a risk. What we ideally would like to see is that political parties do find each other and come together in a nonpartisan way to protect South Africans. This is not just a small threat. I mean, South Africa suffered 12,000 ransomware attacks in the first half of this year. That is attacks that individuals and businesses suffered, saying to them, we are going to release certain information of yours if you don't pay a certain amount of ransom, for example. We are the third highest country in the world in terms of cyber attacks on a daily basis. So South Africans and our businesses, our economy is really exposed in this sense. So of course, politics remains politics, and it would be sad if political parties oppose this simply because it is the DA. I personally feel that if political parties have the interests of the South African public and the economy at heart, that they will absolutely support this.
And what does the change actually allow for on a practical level?
Okay, so protection and efforts to put cyber security measures in place is at this stage scattered across a few government departments. So what the proposal seeks to do is...
Oh, and we definitely seem to have a bit of a problem there. Unfortunately, that is where we are going to have to leave it. I'd love your reaction and your thoughts on that. I also would love your thoughts on the ADL and Adidas. That's the Anti-Defamation League in the United States, and Adidas getting together, partnering to fight anti-Semitism in sport. Do you think that this is authentic, or is this just a little bit of damage control, given how long it took them to react to Kanye?